अभ्रमं भङ्गरहितम् अजडं विमलं सदा आनन्दतीर्थमतुलं भजेतापत्रयापहं मिथ्या सिद्धान्तध्वान्त विध्वंसन विचक्षणः जयतीत्यागतनिर्भासतां नो हृदम्बरे अर्थकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यत्ति गजकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुर्भूयाद् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धये तपोविद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणोगाकराहं वादिराजगुरून् वन्दे हयग्रीवृताश्रयान् पूज्य राघवेन्द्राय सत्यधर्मरताय च भजतां कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिध्वान्तरवे वैष्णवेन्द्रियवरेन्द्रवे श्रीराघवेन्द्रगुरवे नमोत्याळवे आपादमणिपर्यन्तं गुरूणामाक्तुं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नाः प्रणश्यन्ति सिद्धिन्द्रमनोरथाः. हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. We are doing the English session of Vishnu Sahasranama. So I'll just tell the Rishi Devata Sandas and start. Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya Sri Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rishi Anushtup Sandha Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma Simannarayano Devata Sri Lakshmi Narayana Prasada Siddhyate Jape Viniyogaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Vishwasmai Namaha Om Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu భూతపుద్ భూతపుద్ భావో భూతాత్మా భూతభావన భూతాత్మా పరమాత్మా చ ముక్తానా పరమాగతి అవ్యే పురుష సాక్షి క్షేత్రజ్ఞక్షర ఏవ చ యోగో యోగ విదాంనేత ప్రధాన పురుషేశ్వర నారసింహో పుష్యమాన్ కేశవ పురుషోత్తమ సర్వశర్వశివస్థానుర్భూతాదిర్నిధిరవ్యయ సంభవో భావనో వర్త ప్రభవ ప్రభురీశ్వర స్వయంభూ శంభురాజ్య పుష్కరాక్షో మహాస్వన అనాదినోధాత విధాత ధాతురుత్తమ. So from the third sloka, last word, this is Purushottamaha. So we did Keshavaha before and Purushottamaha. We saw Purushas previously, Purushasakshi. So the Purusha Shabda is already we have seen. Here Purushottamaha is, the Purusha Shabda can be taken separately or Purushasakshi, Kshetragnokshayavasa, there we say. So there Purushaha, we saw a lot of meanings. All those meanings can be applied here. And Uttamaha is a separate word. Like Purushottamaha, Purushascha, Uttamascha. He is Purusha and also he is Uttama. So with this understanding, Uttama means the best. Purushaha, we saw all various meanings like Purushete, Puru Purnatvat, Puru Bahulaha. So like many forms he takes and his Purna Shadguna, Purushaha, Purna Shadguna. So all six gunas are Purna. All, like this we saw several meanings for Purusha Shabda. All those Purusha Shabda meanings, along with that, Uttamaha. Uttamaha means best or greatest. So we can take that. That is one. Another one is the straightforward Purushottamaha. When we say like Nama, Rupa, Guna, Kriyana, Sandhana, what is the best or easiest or straightforward, simplest way to think about this Purushottama form? So Purushottama is with the cases, three different cases, we can have three different approaches of a samasa, vigraha vakya. Like in genitive case, we can have Purushanam Uttamaha. That is Shashti Tat Purusha, genitive case, possessive case. So Purushanam of the Purushas. Of the Purushas is the best of the Purushas. So this is, here it says, Na Nirdharana iti Shashti Samasa Nishedho Nabhavati. So he is best of the Purushas, best of them. That means it can be taken as among or it can be taken of other than. Either way, the Shashti Tat Purusha is not Nirdharana. That means it can be among all Purushas or it can be different from all the Purushas and still. So the Shashti Tat Purusha will give either way. So there is no specific, Paramatma himself is Purusha or not. This is not specified. This doesn't get specified if we use genitive case or Shashti Tat Purusha. But if you take Purusheshu Uttamaha, among Purushas he is the greatest. In that case, he is also a Purusha. So iti Saptami iti Yoga Vibhaga. So Saptami is called Yoga Vibhaga. Yoga Vibhaga means he is one of them. Like for example, you say a student, Somalinga is best among the students. He's best among the students means he is also a student and he is better than all the rest of the students. So like Paramatma is Purushottama, among Purusha he is greatest means he is also that Purusha like anybody else. Maybe a greater, better type, but similar category. So it doesn't set him apart. He is best among the Purushas. That means he is best Purusha among the Purushas. He is also a Purusha. All the others are also Purushas. And he is the best among them, like a student is best among all the students. Like that, he is a Purusha and he is best among the Purushas. This is called Saptami Vibhakti, which is Yoga Vibhaga. That means he is one of them and better than all the rest. So this is called Saptami Yoga Vibhaga. And then there is Panchami Vibhakti or Oblative Case. Saptami Vibhakti is locative case. Panchami Vibhakti is oblative case where it sets apart. Like for example, somebody can say the moon is brighter than all the rest of the stars or something like that. So that means in the sky, the stars are one category. Moon is not star at all. He is better, gives a better light than all the stars. Stars are not giving so much light to us. So the moon gives more light. So he is a different category. Moon is not a star. So like that, Paramatma is greater than Purushebhyaha Uttamaha. He is greater than all the Purushas. That means he is not one of Purushas like others. He's a different Purusha maybe. But he's like, you know, when we take Saptami or Shashti, that's how we take. Paramatma is a different kind of Purusha. But when we take Panchami Vibhakti or oblative case, he is better than all the Purushas. That means he doesn't have to be Purusha. He is something different from Purusha or different from all the rest of the Purushas. He is a different kind altogether. So that setting, what we call Sarva Vilakshanatva, he is distinct from all the rest. This idea is conveyed in Panchami Vibhakti a lot more. So though there are three possibilities, the best approach, all three can be taken for Paramatma. But the best among these three Vibhaktis or three cases is, which is Shashti Vibhakti, Saptami Vibhakti and Panchami Vibhakti. The Panchami Vibhakti, which is called Apadana. Remember we talked about Prathama, Dvitiya, Dvitiya, like, you know, Prathama is nominative case. And Dvitiya is like an accusative case, like that we go. And Tritiya is like, you know, instrumental case. You know, instrumental means Karana and Kartru. Prathama is Kartru, Dvitiya is Karma, Tritiya is Karana. And Chaturthi is Sampradana, Panchami is Apadana, Shashti is Sambandha, Sambandhe Shashti. And Saptami is locative, is Adhishtana, in among them. So like this, we saw the seven cases. Purpose of them. So because the oblative is apadana, that means is distinct from all the rest, this Panchami Vibhakti is probably the best way to give the Vigraha Vakya. Purushabhyam Uttamaha. So he is best, other than, he is best more than or better than any other Purusha. So this is how it can be. And the similar thought is expressed in 15th Adhyaya Bhagavad Gita, where it is said, Dvavimo Purushau Loke Kshrascha Evacha Kshrasvani Bhutani Kutastoksha Uchyate Uttama Purushastvanyaha Paramatmet Kidahurtaha Yo Lokatrayama Vishya Bhivartyavya Ishwaraha. So there, Uttamaha Purushaha Tu Anyaha. So he is Kshara and Akshara, there are two kinds of Purushas. Dvavimo Purushau Loke. Two different Purusha categories in the world. Lakshmi alone is Akshara Purusha. All the rest are Akshara Purushas. Though Paramatma is Akshara, he is distinct from Lakshmi. He is distinct from all the rest of the Purushas. So he is Uttamaha Purushaha, Purushottamaha, Uttamaha Purushaha, Uttamaha Purushastu Anyaha. And he is different from all the rest. That's why he is Paramatmetkita Hutaha, Yo Lokatrema Vishya Vibhatyavehi. So he pervades the entire universe. So he is a different kind of Purusha. So that is expressed in that 15th Adhyaya Bhagavad Gita. So this way, this Uttama Purusha Svanyaha Paramatmetkita Hutaha, Yo Lokatrema Vishya Vibhatyavehi Ishwaraha. And then we say, Yasmat Ksharamatitoham Aksharadapichottamaha Atosmi Loke Vedecha Pratitaha Purushottamaha. That's why I'm called in Loka and Veda as Purushottama. Here Loka means not just the universe. Loka means Paurusheya works, like, you know, Itihasa, Puranas, all those, Pancharatra. These are all Loka, or whatever we Loka, we see Lochana, Loka, Avalokana, whatever we are able to observe in the world. With a beginning of time, like, you know, Vedas are apaurusheya and timeless, beginningless. They are called Veda category. And other than Veda category is Loka category, which are all the Smriti Granthas. So Shruti and Smriti. Loka is Smriti, Veda is Shruti. So this Loke Vedecha Prathitaha Purushottama, Prathitaha is well known as Purushottama. So this is what is told in Bhagavad Gita. Same meaning we apply, same Vigraha Vakya apply here. So Paramatma is Purushottama. So after saying that, then here say Kshara-Kshara-Atmanoho Yasmad Uttamaha Sa Sada Anayoho Purushottama Namna Ataha Prasiddho Loka Vedayoho. The same also is expressed in what we call Narayana Shruti. This is from Narayana Shruti, which Acharya quoted in Gita Tatparya in the same location in the 15th Adhyaya when he was talking about the 18th sloka there, Purushottamaha. So that he Acharya quotes that Kshara Akshara Atmanoho Yasmad Uttamaha. He is better than Kshara and Akshara Jivas. And so Sada Anayoho. Purushottama namna ataha prasiddha loka vedayoho. So among lokas, that is Paurushaya Granthas and Vedas, which are Apaurushaya Granthas, he is well known as Purushottama. So this is what the Narayan Shri also says. So after that, so one way we talk about this Purushottama is Purushaha Purnatvat Purushaha Purushascha Asav Uttamascha Purushottamaha. Purushaha is Purna. Why Puru? Purna. So Shaha as Purna, Purnatvena Shete Asti. So he is there with Purnatva. That's why he's Purushaha. So that's why Purushaha Uttamaha. That's why he's Purushottamaha. So this is another way, like take them as two separate words and each word describing Narayana. Then Purushottamaha is also Purushat Uttamaha. Purusha, who is Purusha? One meaning we took Paramatma as Purusha. Another meaning we can take it as Chaturmukha Brahma is also Purusha. Like, you know, he is a Purusha. Who does, like, you know, Chaturmukha Brahma offers himself to Paramatma? Like, he is known as Purusha. So, Purana Purusha, Puratana Purusha. So for Chaturmukha, for Narayana also a Purusha. Chaturmukha Brahma in secondary sense is Purusha. So, Chaturmukha Brahma is a Purusha and Paramatma is Uttama than Chaturmukha Brahma. That's why is Purushat Uttamaha, one who is better than Chaturmukha Brahma, that's why he's Purushottama. So this is another meaning. And then all the jivas, they are called Purushas. Purusha, as you know, Purishete, whoever are residing in this Pura, the body, that's why all the jivas are Purushas. So Purushebhyah Uttamaha. Remember we talked about Purushabhyam, Purushebhyah Uttamaha. So others are all Purushas. And better than all them. So he is Puruhu, Brahma, Gunadhya. So he is better than all the jivas. That's why Purushottamaha. That's another thing. Or another meaning is, like, you know, we talked about Purusha is Chaturmukha Brahma. Why? Because Puru, Brahma, Gunadhityat, Tad Jnanat, Purushaha Smutaha, Pravrutta Vachananusarena, Purushabdaha, Brahma Jnaniyathayacha. So here, Puru is Brahma. So Purushaha means one who has the Jnana of the Puru. Puru, Purna, Brahma. His Jnana, whoever has, those people are called Purushaha. So if you take Bahuvachana, Purushaha Brahmavadinaha, Purushaha Brahmavadi, Purushaha Brahmavadinaha, Purushaha means Brahmavadis. So Paramatma is better than all the Brahmajnanis. So Itara Apekshaya Adhikaha. So that's why, like, you know, because he is better than all the Jnanis, he is Purushottama. Another meaning is Purushaha is Brahmajnanis and Chaturmukha Brahma is better than all the other Brahmajnanis. So Purushottama can be applied to Chaturmukha Brahma, in which case for Paramatma it comes as a Bahurihi Samasa. That means Purushaha Chaturmukha Brahma, he is there, or Purushaha Jnaninaha, Purushaha Jnaninaha, Bhagavad Jnaninaha, Tebhyaha Brahma Jnaninaha, Uttamaha Itara Apekshaya Adhikaha Brahmadayaha. Brahma and other gods are better than so many other Brahmajnanis, and this is happening because of the grace of Paramatma. That means here Bahurihi, one by whose grace Chaturmukha Brahma and all the other Uttama Devatas are better than Brahmajnanis. How all that meaning comes here? Purushottamaha, Purushaha, Brahmajnaninaha, Uttamaha, Itara Apekshaya, Adhikaha, Yenasaha. Brahmajnanis are better than others. Or Chaturmukha Brahma is better than so many other Brahmajnanis. Or Rudradeva is better than other Brahmagyanis who are below him, or any Uttama Devata is better than all the Brahmagyanis below that Uttama Devata. It can be Brahma, it can be Vayu, it can be anybody. So they are all actually get their greatness, or they get their superiority due to Paramatma. So yena saha, because of whose grace Brahmagyanis are better, because of whose grace Rudra is better than Brahmagnais, because of whose grace Vayu is better than so many Brahmagnais, because of whose grace Chaturmukha Brahma is better than so many Brahmagnais. That Lord is Purushottama. So as a Bahurihi, it can be applied in this many ways for all the Brahmagnais, for specific Devatas, Indra, Rudra, Garuda, Sesha, Vayu, Brahma. All these are Purusha Uttamas because of Paramatma's grace. That's why he is Purushottama. So as a Bahurihi Samasa, he can be talked about that like that. And then Brahmaneshu Api Vedo Vedagno Hi Arthagno Abhyadikastataha. So among Brahmanas also, whoever know Vedas by heart and whoever practice Vedas, they are higher people or greater people. So they get that greatness. The Brahmana Uttamas get a greatness compared to rest of the Brahmanas. That is why he is Purushottama. Purushottama is one who makes all the Brahma greater Brahmanas or a higher form of Brahmanas better than all the normal Brahmanas who don't practice. That means the Brahmanas that practice Vedas, that know about Vedas, they are better than other Brahmanas, and this greatness is given to them, this Uttamatva is given to them by Paramatma. That is why it's Purushottama. So this is another meaning. So another one is Purushaha Chaturmukha Brahmaha Uttamaha Itara Apekshaya Yena Saha. Chaturmukha Brahma is Uttama compared to others. That's why it's Purushottama. So this also we saw. And then the other one is Manushyas. They are all Purushas, right? Purusha means Purishete. Pura is the body. Puri means actually in the body. Pur is a body. Puri is inside the body or in the body. Shete, whoever stays. That means in this physical body, whoever is residing, that is jivas. All the jivas are called purushas, because purushaha, manavaha, all the manushas who are also called purushas, because they are residing in this human body. That's why they are called purushas. And these purushas, referring to manavas, are uttama, are better than the rest. Who are the rest? Pashu adi apekshaya uttamaha yena saha. So the manushas, the men, are made greater than all the rest. And by whom this is done is Purushottama. So Narayana is Purushottama because he makes all the men greater than, uttamas than the rest. That's rest means rest like Pashupaksha. So here that means the Purusha Shabda is applied to various categories, to Brahma, to Garudashesha Rudras, to Indra or Kama, all these people, or Purusha Uttama. It is also applied to Chaturmukha Brahma, it is applied to all these gods, it is applied to Brahmagnanis, it is applied to ordinary humans also. Very ordinary, I mean, they are not even Brahmagnanis. Ordinary whom is also Purushas, because they have the body and the Jiva lives in the body. So ordinary humans are also Purushas, but they are still better than animals, birds and all this. So Pashupaksha, Pakshiyadi Apekshaya. So Pashuvadi Apekshaya, compared to Pashupakshis, Manavaha Uttamaha. And they are made Uttamas because of Paramatma. Manavaha Uttamaha Yena Saha Purushottama. So this is the thing. So, and then I'll pause it here so that if you have any questions, you can feel free to ask. So we'll see the other meanings that are there for Purushottama. So Purushottama, this way we can actually think of very, 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 not just 100 meanings, because each Uttama Devata Para, we take one meaning, it becomes one meaning. So like that, and against each of the Prakriti Tattva we take, it becomes one meaning. So like that, he is Purushottama in many ways. So we covered some of the things, we'll cover the rest in the next class. Hare Srinivasa, Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. If you have any questions, you can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa.